The good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly with Terence Pillay.
Good morning, Terence.
Morning, Darren.
Just like climate change, we cannot put the fourth industrial revolution on hold any longer.
100%. You know, love it or hate it, technology is here to stay. It's growing rapidly. Mm-hmm. But what happens when it actually takes over our jobs? So it seems like everywhere you go, people are talking about this fourth industrial revolution. Mm-hmm. But exactly what is this? When we were at school, we studied history, learned about the industrial revolution. Then we had the information revolution, mm-hmm, with the emergence of the internet. And now we're on the brink of the fourth industrial revolution. I guess in simplest terms, it's about the advancement of technology and how it's influencing the way in which we live and work in the future.
Basically, everything's mechanized using robotics and AI.
Yes. It's exponentially changing. New technologies are rapidly rising, and these enable us to, as you said, automate certain work processes, mm-hmm, and blend the physical, the digital, and the biological. And
in actual fact, just yesterday I saw a 3D printer that can build a house.
Yes.
You can actually use the GPS system to send the construction vehicle to the location, and with the 3D, you don't need a single worker. You have one operator computer, and he can build a house.
Isn't that amazing?
This is the technology. This is where we're at.
And so they call it the cyber-physical world, right? For example, you already see people wearing these nifty watches that track your footsteps, mm-hmm, and test your heart rate, and that influences behavior. And many medical aid schemes now want their clients to reach 10,000 steps a day and that kind of thing. Pretty soon, this all will be integrated into the biological system. Mm-hmm. But on a simpler note, things like simple automation of manufacturing processes means that the kinds of skills that we need are less about doing routine, repetitive tasks. Mm-hmm. And people would need to be able to think critically and solve problems.
Yeah.
The World Economic Forum put out a study of 21st century skills which are needed. They said that schools need to be preparing young people to have these kind of skills, because you don't necessarily need to know how to do things computers will be able to do for us in the future.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they need to be able to live in a world that is ever-changing. So the kind of skills young people would need for the future would be critical thinking, mm-hmm, how to collaborate with others, mm-hmm, how to communicate effectively, solve problems, and be flexible and adaptable.
Absolutely.
One of the things you often hear people say with regard to the fourth industrial revolution is that children of today will possibly change jobs about 10 times in the future, because the world is changing. There are jobs today that didn't exist 10 or 20 years ago.
Plus, most children today that are born, you know, sort of 8 to 10, 12 year olds today, most of them will be living over 100.
100%.
So this retiring at 60, 65, that's something we have to address as well.
120 is what they peg it at.
The children alive today?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, for example, you know, emerging career options, like for a drone pilot, for instance. Now we have drones, a small lightweight aircraft that can fly around, take videos, deliver parcels, mm-hmm, and that kind of thing. So lots of exciting new technologies. But what does it mean for ordinary people who don't have the skills to fit into that new world?
That is the biggest challenge to South Africa and any developing country right now.
So the big concern for South Africa as a country, it's huge. We've already got problems with our education system and maths and science, technology and engineering. How do we respond to this rapidly changing world?
Yeah.
And coming up, I'm going to tell you exactly.
You have the answer?
Well, I have some of the answers.
Nice. All right, that's coming up.
The good.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
You know, Terence, it's not like we haven't had warning. We have been talking about the fourth industrial revolution for over a decade now. When it hits us, it's going to hit us hard. We're going to have a whole bunch of people who are unemployable. We're going to have a whole bunch of people who are not skilled up. And the priority right now is to give our kids the tools to deal with this when it happens.
Yes. 100%. The world is going to be more automated.
100%.
Right? It's going to be driven by artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So, take for example a radio station.
Yeah.
Right? How does that affect us?
Hang on. Wait, are you about to say I'm about to lose my job?
Well, DJs could well become obsolete.
I'm sorry. That's the one area you cannot automate.
Because what you would have is a Siri-type virtual presenter who'd be able to link the songs with nice color commentary, be able to read promos and adverts and things like that. If you look look at Google. They recently tested out their Google Assistant, taking a phone call from somebody wanting to book an appointment at a hair salon. So a real live person calls the salon to make an appointment.
Oh, yes, I remember this.
To have their hair done. Mm. And the virtual assistant handled the entire conversation. The person who had called in actually had an accent as well. And the virtual assistant handled it perfectly well. So this is the kind of AI that's already in place, and it's getting better and better.
Mm.
This means that even a receptionist then becomes at risk of being replaced. The concern is that this kind of thing is going to put a lot of people out of work.
Mm.
So how do we respond? We have to make sure that people have different skills. It's literally a case of human versus robot.
Mm.
And people are going to have to reskill themselves in some way. The Department of Science and Technology has just approved its white paper on innovation and technology. And a lot of it deals with how we respond to that. So it's not only countries in Africa that are faced with the with this, the whole world is facing this challenge. So how do we respond to increasing automation, increasing use of artificial intelligence in business, in manufacturing, and so on? We might be burdened with a bigger problem because we're still trying to deal with backlogs here in South Africa, but it's not unique to South Africa or Africa or the developing world. The thing is, we don't have a choice. We have to be ready for it. There are a lot of disruptive technologies out there already. Look at Uber, for example.
Mm-hmm.
When it came in, this idea of being able to hail a cab using an app and crowdsourcing a ride disrupted the meter taxi industry.
Yeah.
And the question is, do we protect certain industries against new technologies, or do we somehow enable those industries to be more responsive?
Can we just put that into context? When the driverless car comes, and the driverless car is ready,
yes,
when that driverless transport arrives, just here in South Africa, that's 500,000 jobs gone.
Yeah, and there would be no accidents.
See, there's the and everyone's like, why wouldn't you take the beneficial route?
Yeah. And so, I mean, if you look at that, right, I mean, you look at education as well. It's also being disrupted. We see lots of online training programs at the moment. So we actually don't know what the future of higher education is going to look like. There are some reports that say that it will be obsolete in maybe 20 years. The fourth industrial revolution will affect our lives in a big way because we won't be able to get those jobs that involve doing something repetitive and low skilled. The skills that are going to be in demand are in IT, coding, and that kind of thing. So at lower level skills jobs, like say cashiers, toll booth operators, and if you look at mechatronic side of things, basic assembly jobs could be affected. But if you look at the other side of things, there are jobs that would consider skilled jobs. For example, in the legal sector, in New York, they've been using AI quite extensively already. It's called Blue IQ, which is a fancy computer with a massive neural network brain type thing. And it can now review legal case history and make recommendations and judgments based on the data that it presents.
What happens to all the people that get replaced? That's the big question.
Yeah, well, I don't know. They need to reskill themselves.
Universal basic income.
Yes.
Is that one of the solutions?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, we've run out of time, so we'll have to do a show on universal basic income sometime soon as well.
Yes, that's coming.
We're both fans?
Yes, 100%.
Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.